Dark Magic by James Swain. Narrated by Stephen R. Thorne.
If witches could do any such miraculous things as these and other which are imputed to them, they might do them again and again, at any time or place, or at any man's desire. Reginald Scott, The Discovery of Witchcraft, 1584. Part 1. Times Square. 1. Visiting the spirit world was never easy. The other side was a shifting landscape of light and dark, where time moved forward and backward, and often stood still. It was here that fierce battles between the forces of good and evil were constantly being waged, with the earth's outcome weighing in the balance. A visitor could get hurt if he was not careful. Peter Warlock knew the risks. He'd visited the spirit world many times and always returned unharmed. He was at home there, as much as any person could be. Striking a match, he lit the 3 white candles sitting on the dining room table in Millie Adams' apartment. The wicks sparked to life, and he gazed into the faces of the 6 other psychics sitting around the table. As leader of the Friday night psychics, it was his job to make contact with the spirit world. Clasping the hands of the 2 women sitting beside him, he shut his eyes and began to recite the words that allowed him to communicate with the dead. In darkness, I see a light. In daylight, I see night. Shadows as bright as sunshine, the blind able to see. This is the world we wish to enter. We ask the eternal question, yet no one seems to know.